afternoon. It's 4:30 and 46 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
The Rowland County Fiscal Court is hoping to buy a piece of property to build a new ambulance services building.
New research shows Kentucky's Medicaid expansion has been vital for rural communities.
Federal prosecutors are seeking a new sentencing hearing for a man who attacked Senator Rand Paul.
Kentucky is facing some challenges as it prepares to reintroduce hemp farming.
In sports, the Lady Vikings hit the road tonight to face Mason County.
Taking a look at your region's weather tonight, generally clear skies, lows around 31 degrees. Wednesday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, highs around 56 degrees. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies during the evening will give way to cloudy skies overnight. Slight chance of a rain shower, lows around 42.
County Fiscal Court will attempt to purchase property for the installation of a new ambulance service. The matter was decided during today's regular Fiscal Court meeting. Judge Executive Dr. Walter Blevins said the property will cost as much as $300,000.
I make a motion that we're going to look at buying a piece of property inside the city limits.
Contingent on
title search and
environmental study.
Members unanimously voted to the purchase of the lot. The location of the property was not disclosed during the meeting.
A Kentucky man is being charged with murder after a woman was found shot to death inside a home. WKYT reports 27-year-old Mandy LeMay was found dead yesterday at a home on Kentucky 825 in the Oil Springs area of Johnson County. 50-year-old Paul LeMay, also of Oil Springs, was arrested and charged with murder. Currently, he is being held in the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center. An investigation is still ongoing.
A Leslie County man pleaded not guilty to three counts of murder this morning. Paul Sizemore was charged last week with the murders of Larry, Norma, and Chad Bowling of Leslie County and attempted murder of a Kentucky State Police trooper. Sizemore was arrested last week after leading authorities on a three-day manhunt. Sizemore is being held on a $1 million bond. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for December 27th.
Federal prosecutors seeking a new sentencing hearing for Senator Rand Paul's attacker say the Republican lawmaker suffered chronic pain months after being tackled while doing yard work at his Kentucky home. Prosecutors said in a recent court filing that Rene Boucher's 30-day sentence was unreasonable for such an inexplicable and violent assault, noting sentencing guidelines outlined 21 to 27 months in prison. They're appealing the sentence to the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Prosecutors say Paul suffered broken ribs, resulting in repeated hospital trips. They say the attack damaged Paul's lung, causing him breathing problems. They also say he developed pneumonia and suffered chronic back pain months afterward. Boucher's attorney, Matt Baker, says if the victim were anyone other than a senator, the sentence would be the same as what Boucher received.
Kentucky Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear is challenging a federal court ruling that struck down the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. Beshear says he'll work to get a stay of the ruling until appeals can be heard.
The very first thing we have to do is to make sure this ruling is stayed or frozen and cannot go into effect, that people cannot lose their coverage, that seniors cannot be charged more, that women cannot be discriminated against.
Beshear says the ruling would devastate Kentucky by eliminating expanded Medicaid coverage and eliminating key benefits for people with pre-existing conditions.
Coal communities in Kentucky and other states are calling on Congress to move quickly on measures that can help miners and communities impacted by the industry. The Black Lung Disability Trust Fund helps coal miners with the disease cover medical costs. A tax on coal mining, which finances the fund, is slated to be cut in half by the end of the year. Kenny Fleming had to retire early when he developed black lung. He says lawmakers are pushing to extend the tax for just 1 year.
The trust fund is a lifesaver. It's helped so many people in so many ways. But now it's in jeopardy, and we're trying to put a Band-Aid on it.
There are also calls for Congress to move on the Reclaim Land Act, which impacts revitalization of formerly mined properties.
New research shows that expansion of the Medicaid program is vital for rural counties. 9 of the top 10 rural counties nationwide with the highest Medicaid enrollment are in Kentucky, according to research from the University of North Carolina and the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families. Joan Alker is the executive director at Georgetown.
Because these rural counties do have high poverty rates, this is Medicaid expansion working to really support not only those folks on Medicaid, but the healthcare infrastructure in those counties, including the rural hospitals.
According to the state, 95,000 Kentuckians would lose coverage under a pending waiver, which supporters argue is needed to save money and keep the Medicaid program sustainable. Opponents counter that Medicaid expansion is an investment that's paid off for Kentucky through job growth, improving health, and a decrease in uncompensated care. They also note that fears of a budget shortfall are unfounded.
Senator Mitch McConnell has touted Kentucky's more than $16 million in hemp product sales, but as WUKY's Josh James reports, there are challenges to reintroducing the crop.
Listening to Kentucky leaders, one gets the sense the state is on the cusp of a hemp boom. And that could be the case with a farm bill that formally legalizes the crop nationwide, but there are hurdles to overcome. Modern Farmer reports the crop is best suited for industrial-level farms. There's still red tape involved, and growers need to track down suitable seeds. And while the $16 million number is encouraging, Davis County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources, Clint Hardy, tells 14 News.
You know, what he didn't share was what the cost to acquire that $16 million was.
Hardy tells the station there will be a learning curve for new growers.
We're told the upfront cost for the seed or for the transplants is extremely expensive. We really don't know what level of labor is going to be involved at this point yet.
Meanwhile, other questions linger about regulation and keeping plants under the maximum concentration of THC, the compound that's responsible for the high experienced by marijuana users. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Fairview Independent Schools are cracking down on e-cigarettes to protect students. According to WSAZ, the district forbids students from having any form of tobacco and nicotine, such as e-cigarettes, on school property. Superintendent Jackie Smith says the district is educating students about the dangers of vaping.
At the beginning of the year, we started seeing an increase in students vaping.
A letter has been sent to parents explaining disciplinary actions that include confiscating vape pens, attending Saturday school, completing an online assignment on the dangers of vaping, and in extreme cases, referring the student to law enforcement. We'll have a look at your region sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
Lady Vikings hit the road tonight for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. The Round County Lady Vikings are on the road again tonight, this time to face off with Mason County. The gals in green are on a 6-game winning streak this season, while the Lady Royals are 4-3 on their young season. Rowan head coach Max Stokes says Mason County might be their toughest opponent so far this season.
Watching the film, when they played man-to-man, they had a couple of girls who made it really hard on the other team, just the way with those big wingspans. And they can move and get those arms out wide. It's hard to get around them.
In other girls' regional basketball action tonight, Fairview hosts Ashton, West Virginia at 6 p.m. Bath County heads to Bracken County, and Raceland hosts Greenup County. Tip-off for those two games is at 7:30. In regional boys action tonight, West Carter plays host to Elliott County at 7:30 p.m. The 4-2 Comets are looking for a big win over the Lions. Elliott has few team sports and has a notoriously great basketball program. The Lions stand undefeated so far this season. In other area boys action, Fleming County hosts Rose Hill Christian, Ashland Blazer hosts George Rogers Clark, and Russell travels to Boyd County. Tip-off for those three games is set for 7:30 p.m. The Rowan County boys basketball team will be practicing for a few more days this week before playing host to the Kentucky Bank Challenge this weekend. In Kentucky High School Athletic Association rankings that came out today, Rowan sits in the 16th region's top seat at 9-0 on the season, followed by Elliott and Fleming counties. Rowan coach Sean Thacker says his team is focusing on a tough Friday night matchup with Iroquois.
There's nothing going to be easy. They're going to bring some athletes, and they got a kid averaging about 26 points a game. They just played Fairdale to a 4-point game the other night, so the record could be a little bit deceiving.
This weekend, Rowan welcomes Montgomery, Lewis, Fleming, Oldham, and Estill, Breathitt, Montgomery, and Powell counties, as well as East Jessamine, Eastern, George Rogers Clark, Central Hardin, and West Carter for the challenge. All game times will be played on Friday and Saturday. The Morehead State University men's basketball team hits the road again tonight as they face Wright State. The Eagles are 3-7 on the season, coming off a 77-72 loss at Samford last Thursday. Head coach Preston Spradlin says his team will need to meet that expectation on the court when facing the Raiders.
Wright State went to the NCAA tournament last year. Of course, they beat Northern Kentucky, who our fans know. They saw us play here a couple weeks ago. And so very good team, very physical team. They hang their hat on defensive end from what I've seen and heard from my staff. So we've got to come ready to play, and it should be a great atmosphere.
Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. tonight. You can listen live on WIVY. The Eagles will come home for their last game against IUPUI before taking a break for the holidays. That game at Johnson Arena will begin at 5:35 on Friday afternoon. Morehead State plays its final of three-game road swing on Wednesday at St. Francis. The Lady Eagles are 8-3 on the season after a 79-72 win over Radford in Virginia on Saturday. MSU is looking to move their road record to 4-2 with a win. SFU sits at 2-8 on their season. They're looking to break a four-game losing streak that was capped by a loss to Montana on Sunday, 79-77. The Eagles and the Red Flash tip off at 6 p.m. from DeGaulle Arena in Loretto, Pennsylvania, tomorrow afternoon. And that's it for sports for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers. Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts IUPUI at 5:35 p.m. on Friday. Women's basketball welcomes Lipscomb on December 29th. Their OVC schedule begins January 17th, featuring a doubleheader with Southeast Missouri. Single game and season tickets are now on sale from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Jacob Lindberg, Cody Robinson, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Nacogdoches Miller, Tilden Johnson, and WKY's Karen Czar. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and Translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now, back to All Things Considered.